السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرتك عبد القادر صاحب. May Allah Ta'ala grant you an afiyat. The question we have on hand is Walima Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And question number two, somebody told me that Walima is not valid if the girls' party and boys' party do a joint function. Mufti Sahib, can you elaborate on this?
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته بارك الله فيكم مع سليم كريم جزاك الله خيرا to our technician brother Junaid Khan. 100% that walima is sunnah, there's no question of that. There are whole chapters on that, go open Mishkat Sharif and various ahadith compilations, and in Bukhari Sharif you will find ahadith. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the sahaba, awlim walau bishat, that make walima, you understand, even if you to slaughter one goat or one sheep. Or for example, Nabi alayhi salatu salam with the azwaj mutahharat, the honorable spouses and wives, you must remember that the master alayhi salatu salam had that feast, the marriage feast, you see that? Now, yeah, there are three scenarios and will answer all the questions. The ideal situation is that today Maa Salim Kareem has to perform a nikah, or I have to perform a nikah, for example, and now the couple are happily married. Tonight they spend the night together. That night they spend together, in Islamic terminology, is called Laylatul Zifaf or Laylatul Bina. Sheikh Albani rahimahullah wrote a whole book on that, Adabu Laylatul Zifaf, the etiquette of the wedding night. And then tomorrow they have the walima. Whether the husband consummated the marriage or not, that's not the criteria. They must just spend the night together. Maybe she's in a menses, or maybe, you understand, they did not consummate it and so forth. There can be many reasons. So that's the ideal situation. But sometimes, remember, people come from far and so forth. So you want to do the walima on the same day. So then, today after Zohar or after Asr, we're performing a nikah, you see that? And then after that, we give time to the newly wedded couple that they go in khalwa, that they spend half an hour, 40 minutes, 20 minutes alone. They will kiss, they will touch, they will smooch one another and so forth and so on. And thereafter, so after Maghrib, for example, you have the nikah, because you have the walima, because the nikah was after Asr, so after Maghrib you have the walima on the same day. So that also is permissible, provided khalwa took place, they went into privacy, the newly wedded couple. Third scenario, so now they, both parties, the girls' party, the boys' party, say, we want to have a joint function, you see that? Because you got your guest, I got my guest, so all that is permissible. What you respect, I don't know who's that person, is a Maulana, or is a Mufti, or is a whoever, you understand, Qari Sahib, Hafiz Sahib, who says that all this is not permissible. Remember, your suggestion or whatever advices you're giving are totally wrong and so forth. So what I told you now, all that is correct, inshaAllah al-Aziz, with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. However, this criticism is valid, that people will tell you, yesterday I had guests here in my house, and they're telling me that this is our function and this and this. So I told them, see, I'll come and perform the nikah and what have you, whatever you're requesting. But all these dandas of your people go to this hall and go this hall and go here, then me, I can't come there. I'm telling you nicely from now. So you mustn't feel upset or anything. And if you want somebody else to perform the nikah, so I got no problem at all with that, you see. So we must make our stance clear, because we all know in 80-90% of the walimas today, so many haram goes on. They will be intermingling and the woman would be dressed to impress. And we know sometimes there's music and sometimes there's dancing and sometimes there is the videos and so many haram things. So that we must criticize and object on it. But the other issues that you are wrong in saying that. So that is how we must sift out between haq and batil, between truth and falsehood.
Mufti Sahib, before my nikah, can I make a condition with my husband that he cannot take a second wife? Is that jais or not?
You must discuss all these issues, not just before the nikah. Discuss it, you must remember, long before that. And then tell him the implementation will take place then when we performing the nikah. This will be one of the shara'it and conditions. The Quran Kareem teaches us through surah number 5, chapter number 5, and verse number 1, surah Ma'idah. يا أيها الذين آمنوا أوفوا بالعقود. Ay iman walo. 89 different places Allah has mentioned this phrase. Oh, you believe, oh, you have iman and faith and conviction. أوفوا بالعقود. You must fulfill your contracts and obligations. Second one. قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, the speech Mubarak of the Master عليه السلام mentioned in Mishkat Mustad Ahmad and Tirmidhi Sharif also. المسلمون على شروطهم. The Muslims, what conditions you agreed on amicably, mutually, so that is binding upon you as long as it's not something haram and so forth. So yes, it will be binding if both parties accept. That is the verdict of the Master عليه السلام. Amalan, practically the Master alayhi salam showed it. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala who married Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha during the month of Ramadan after the Battle of Badr in the second year of the Hijrah. Mustafa rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam solemnized and performed the nikah ceremony. She, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, was 15 years old and 5 months, 15 and a half years. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anha was happily married, but then it came in his heart, in his mind, that this Abu Jahl is an enemy of Islam, and in the Battle of Badr he was dispatched to Jahannam on that Friday. So remember 17 Ramadan, second year after the Hijrah. So after some time he said he wants to marry Jamila. Now who's Jamila? Jamila is the daughter of Abu Jahl. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard about it. Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha heard about it. So she was very upset, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha. On that occasion, Mustafa rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, La tajtami'u bintu nabiyillah wa bintu aduwillah. O Ali radiallahu anha, it can't happen that my daughter, who is the daughter of a Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the daughter of the enemy of Allah, that is Abu Jahl's daughter, so that one time you want to marry them, not permissible. So remember, that Sayyidina Ali accepted. So remember, afterwards, after the demise of Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, she passed away on the 3rd of Ramadan, in the 11th of the Hijrah, 6 months after the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Ali got married several times, but whilst that marriage was subsisting, then he could not get married. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the condition and he accepted it. So from there you can also prove that. So if both parties reach an agreement, so then it is fine, but you must make the contract properly. If he, your husband to be, he accepts it and so forth, then you must add the second clause, and that is called tafwizut talaq. Go to Quran Sharif chapter 40, verse 44. Wa ufawwidu amri ilallah, inna Allah basirun bil ibad. Whenever your neighbors, your employer, your somebody, father-in-law, mother-in-law, daughter-in-law is troubling you, you don't tell them anything. You speak to Allah Jalla Wala. Ya Allah, minne to apna kamam, tamam kaam ko support kar diya aapki taraf. Ya Allah, my matters and affairs, I've handed them to you. Wa ufawwidu amri ilallah. Inna Allah basirun bil ibad. Chapter 40, verse 44. Almighty Allah is all observing over His servants. And the next verse, chapter 40, verse 45, Allah Azza wa Jalla states, فَوَقَاهُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِ مَا مَكَرُوا. That Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala states that He will protect that person from the scheming, plotting, planning of these enemies of yours. You see that? So I want to show you the word tafweez. So you must tell your husband, this is the form that he must sign, you will sign, you will have witnesses also, two male witnesses, and it will be signed that if he gets married, to another lady whilst you still in his marriage. So remember, then you, the wife, will have the right of talaq. One talaq or two talaq, three talaq. You call that tafweez talaq. He is delegating and giving you also the right to give divorce and so forth. So that also is acceptable, permissible, but all that must be done with mutual agreement and amicable agreement between both parties.
Mufti sahab, can husband be a mahram to my sister who is a widow?
The line wasn't clear there. I couldn't understand the question. Just repeat it, please, Maulana.
Mufti sahab, can my husband be a mahram to my sister who is a widow?
So you must remember that your husband is married to you and you have a sister. So whether she's a virgin, whether she's divorcee, whether she's widow, so she's a total stranger. So you must remember to your husband, you die, so your husband can get married to her. Mahram means that you can never ever marry that lady. So you, the male, become mahram to her. I'm mahram to my beloved mother, to my honorable sister, to my niece, you must remember, my brother's daughter, my sister's daughter. So I can never ever marry them. But to marry your wife's sister is permissible after you divorced her or after she passes away. So your husband can never become mahram for her, totally haram. And for your husband and your sister, even though she's a widow or even though she's a divorcee or whatever, or a virgin, they can't be alone, they can't travel alone, they can't travel with you also. You say that, okay, that you and your husband are going for Umrah. Now you say, my sister, bichari, you know, little one, poor one, and now she's divorced or she's a widow, her husband passed away. So let's take her also for Umrah. So it's you, your husband, and your sister. So you and your husband is fine, but to take your sister with, absolutely haram, and all parties get cursed by Almighty Allah. So we should know and understand the issues properly and clearly.
When we die, when we meet our families, please explain.
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks of this in the noble Quran. After the day of Qiyamah and the day of justice, the verdicts are all issued by Almighty Allah. The people of Iman, Islam, will be going to Jannah and Paradise bi fadlillahi wa rahmatihi wa judihi wa karamihi, through the grace, mercy, benevolence of Almighty Allah. So then they will meet. Quran says so. Wa alhaqna bihim zurriyatahum. So remember that, you know, sometime easy example that will resonate with you and so forth. So you must remember, you book business class, right? But then the plane got full. So then they upgrade you. So now they say, okay, you go sit in first class, or you are in economy, but you're traveling frequent traveler. So then the plane is full. They overbook, they upgrade you. You go to business class. So now your father, mother are there. Where? In Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, the highest stages in Jannah. You, the son, daughter, you are also in Jannah, but now you're a little bit lower. So now Allah will upgrade you, so you go higher. So the whole family will be together, or vice versa. Go read the Quran Sharif. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, those people who possess through Iman. وَاتَّبَأَتْهُمْ ذُرِّيَّتُهُمْ بِإِيمَانٍ, and their progeny who is following them with Iman. Not for non-Muslims, only for people with faith. أَلْحَقْنَا بِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ, we will join their progeny with them. Chapter number 52, Surah At-Tur, Mount Sinai, and verse number 21. So everything you will find in the Quran Sharif and Sunnah. However, in Barzakh, when a person passes away, then he or she enters a new realm. And that new realm is called Barzakh. So the interspace, you go to Cape Town, the Atlantic Ocean and the Indian Ocean, and in between there's a barrier. Whether these people of marine life and oceanology and whatology, Allah make my own words also, is all right. So remember that they agree, don't agree, we're not interested in them. We're interested in Quran. مرج البحرين يلتقيان بينهما برزخ لا يبغيان. So between the ocean there's a barrier. When 82, when I went to Cape Town, it was December time, and then I took my wife, we went there. So then Allah's fazl, Allah's grace, Allah's mercy, that these guys were there. They were discussing some issues, so I have to butt in, you know. I said, sir, can I ask you a question? He said, yes, go ahead. I said, Quran speaks of this, you know. I had quoted the verse of Surah Ar-Rahman. They were shocked. I said, see, you are telling me the temperature is different, the taste is different, and the color is different. Everything is different. Is there a barrier between the two? They said, nothing. So I said, there is a barrier. It doesn't mean if you don't see it, I don't see it, there isn't. If there's no barrier, then how come all this is happening? For buhita alladhi kafar, they were perplexed. They didn't know what to say. Chapter 23, remember Surah Mu'minun and verse 100. وَمِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَخٌ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ Chapter 23, verse 100. When a person passes away, they enter a new realm, it's called Barzakh. So there, you and your father, you and your wife, will you meet? It's not necessary. Sometimes you will meet, sometimes you won't meet at all. So that is after death, right till day of justice. But after that, definitely you will meet, provided all parties passed away on Iman and Islam. So that is the verdict of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Mufti, I want to become a beauty therapist. Is the earning from this profession halal?
Totally haram. Every cent haram, the profession haram, the career haram. Just look at it practically. Chapter 4, Surah Nisa, the women, and verse 119. When Satan, Shaitan, Lucifer was expelled from Jannah, then he took various oaths. He said, me, I'm not going to sit alone there in the Jahannam. What I'm going to do? وَلَا أَمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ I am going to command them, these human beings, and they must change the creation of Allah. How they are changing today? Allah Ta'ala created the lady Eve, and now Eve suddenly wants to become Steve, you see. Allah created Steve, suddenly he wants to become Eve. Now you want to become this beauty therapist, beauty does, beauty, and all those things there. So now what you going to do? You're going to cut the hair of the lady. You are going to give her all this, you understand? That, that powder, and that's the, and all these things there. And she must go and parade herself in front of all and sundry. So you are an accomplice in this crime. Quran Kareem states, chapter 33, verse 33, وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ You women must stay at home, glued to your homes. And if and when you have to go out, وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَ تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَةِ الْأُولَى Don't go and expose your beauty. How they should do in the initial days of Jahiliya, in the initial days of ignorance. Now we in the second ignorance, we must remember that. So now Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِذَا خَرَجَتِ الْمَرْأَةِ When a woman leaves her home, now it's weekend, you're going to the wedding, you're going to the walima, you're going to the function. So now you need a new outfit, you need a new bag, you need a new shoes, you need, you know, woman, how it goes. So وَيَا مُتَأَتِّرَ And then they put up the makeup, lipstick. فَمَرَّتْ بِمَجْلِسِ كَذَا وَكَذَا She passes the man. Even the old man gets the fragrance. He looks at her, he says, "Aitab, oh, Ari lage. Oh, just look at this one, how smart she's dolled up. Alas, oat marni kotni. They're old, but they're not cold, those old buddies. You see that? فَمَرَّتْ بِمَجْلِسِ كَذَا وَكَذَا فَيَا زَانِيَ She's an adulteress. The hadith is sahih, authentic hadith in Tirmidhi. So now you want to go and join that field and do all these things there. A to Z, your income is haram. And remember, it's haram for a Muslim lady to go do this kind of job here. Yesterday, one person told me, I laughed and chuckled, you know. Junaid Mota, you like to go to China Mall. You must try this mall here. You see that? This last quarter, what they call it, last quarter? Yeah, the new one, last quarter. So, Lens Quarter. So, that's the name, Lens Quarter. It'll be full today. So, me, I never went there still. You see, any shop inside anything. We'll go after 2, 3, 4 weeks, you see. Now, it's too busy, I know that. So, Lens Quarter. So, the one brother told me, my daughter is the happiest one. I said, what happened? She got a proposal or what? He said, no, man. She said, Checkers is here in the Lens Quarter. So now she don't have to go outside. She'll make 60-60. You must find out they got 60-60 here. They got? Oh, you already know. So you must show me how the 60-60 work. We also will try it out, you see. So now they're very happy. 60-60, all these kind of things there. So Allah makes so easy for you. You can sit in your house in order. You can do work from your house and become a millionaire. For what you have to roam around and that and cut your hair and dress like this and dress like that and put so much powder that your wuzu also will not be valid sometimes because you plastered yourself so much, you understood, that you have to look so white, you understand, snow white, you see that. So it's all this, and then in public you go and you display your beauty and all that haram, not permissible.
Okay, so same surah recited in Fard or Sunnah Salah intentionally or unintentionally?
Both salats are valid. For example, there are two ways you can understand and interpret this question. That first way of interpreting it is that person there in Fard Salat, we read Fajr Salat now, right? So now that person there, the Imam, so he read. Our Imam read properly, I'm just giving an example now. That he read Qul Huwallahu Ahad in the first rakat and he read Qul Huwallahu Ahad in the second rakat. Then 15 minutes after sunrise in Ishraq Salat, again he read Qul Huwallahu, Qul Huwallahu. So both salats are valid. There's no sajda so, there's nothing like that. But it's makruh tanzihi, but totally permissible, there's no problem. When you study Siratul... Maaf, sorry about that. So remember, when you study Siratul Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, occasionally, once in a while, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would do an action which is not, you must remember, the afdal, the best of the best, but it is something permissible ta'liman lihazil ummah. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would do something to make it easy for this ummah and then do that which is easy. You see, Isha Salah, don't have to read 11 o'clock, although that is the best. So you read 8 o'clock, 8:30, 9 o'clock, like that. So yeah, also one occasion, he Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam read Iza Zulzilatil Ardu, chapter 99. In the first rakat and second rakat in Fajr Salat, you see that. So Libayanil Jawas, to show this also is permissible. So if you read it in two different salat, you read it in one salat, so it's all permissible. And no sajda is so. Remember, your salat is totally valid.
Of Kitab, as a Muslim couple, can we sleep in the state of nudity, but we are covered?
So you must remember that meaning they don't have no pyjamas and no lungi and all that. Nowadays the weather is very nice, Mausaleem. I don't know if NKR. But nowadays it's very hot. That lungi is just the right thing to wear, you see. Me, when I go home, I just take out my trouser and wear my lungi and all. It's very comfortable. You get the air blowing in from all directions. You must remember that. It's very good, that thing. Lungi tops it. It's a long. In English, they call. You go Malaysia, Indonesia, all that. The men and the women, they wear. They got slight difference, you see. And once you get used to lungi, then for you, the men to wear the ihram also is easy. Sometimes the way our guys wear the ihram, you'll think it's Mickey Mouse walking. He takes short, short steps because when he fastened the ihram, he never kept his feet far apart, you see that. And they look like real funny guys. You'll know it's a South African walking there. You see that? So you must wear lungi. You see that? So now you husband, wife. So you say, no, man, things are getting hot, you see. So you must use a sheet or you must use a blanket or use something, duvet or something. Then all is permissible. Hadith in Mishkat Sharif. See Islam. Iyakum wa ta'arriya. It is haram, not permissible for Muslims to be totally in the nude and parade around. Husbands stand there on the one side of the passage and the wife stand there and Allah's kal. They don't have any clothing on, you see that? And then they say, come, we do races, you see that? And there's nobody else in the house. Not permissible that, so you must remember this. They run around in your house, in your passage and all that without clothing and that. فَإِنَّ مَأَكُمْ مَلَّا يُفَارِقُكُمْ. One is the right of Almighty Allah. One is the right of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One is حُقُوقُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. Rahmatul lil Alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, with you, they are that creation who are not going to separate from you, and that are your angels. So now that is their right. When there's a need, it's different. You have to go and urinate, defecate, relieve yourself. So that obviously is different. Husband-wife relationship, conjugal rights is different. But now you run around Kal. You understand? Kal is Afrikaans, means without clothing and so forth. So that's not permissible. And in the bed, this hadith in Ibn Majah, don't behave like donkeys. You see, the donkeys, they get busy. Story time. I can't forget the story, you see. So our principal was Mr. Lingam. I still remember their names also. Lingam, those people they keep, you must remember, non-Muslims, because they have one idol, it's called Lingam. Lingam means the male organ, you see that. So now they keep the name. Yesterday I went to Nigel. So now I was telling Ahmed Abdi, so that we were returning. I see, you see this place here, the accident took place of Mr. Ganpat. So Ganpat was a teacher in Heidelberg. You see that? So Ganpati. So Ganpati is their god and idols for all those rats and mice and all that. So Lingam, Ganpat, all the Hanuman, you see. So the monkey idol and all. Anyway, that's their business, got nothing to do with us. And so now in the school, primary school, now he, Mr. Lingam, is the principal. So they took us. We small lighties, you see. And now standard 2, standard 3, like that. That time, no great business. It's a grade 1, grade 2. And then standard. So now they took us to Pretoria, the zoo, you see. So now we're excited, the school is going to the zoo. And then, so now one elephant was busy with another elephant. So he's telling us, come on, there's a lot of other things to see, you see. We tell him, sir, but here's the main story here. We have to see this here, you see. Lingam got so upset with the lighties, with all of us. He said, you've got no shame. What you're seeing all this? Say, but sir, you brought us here to the zoo. So what was we doing when the elephants got busy and all that? Al-feel, wal-feel, wa ma adraka mal-feel. Musaylama kazzab da harami. He said he received wahi and revelation. So they asked him, what revelation you got? He said, al-feel, wal-feel, wa ma adraka mal-feel. The elephant and the elephant. Then what will make you understand? What is the elephant? Khurtumuhu tawil wa dhanabuhu qasir. The trunk is very long and the tail is very short. His votaries and supporters also told him, ya laytahu sakata, shut your mouth, Musaylimah. You talk a lot of nonsense, you understand? So that is how things go. You must remember this. So you mustn't behave like donkeys and all of them and so forth. Islam, an integral part of our deen, is haya. Is shame and modesty. So if you cover yourself, it's fine. But if you are totally without clothing and no duvet, no blanket, no sheet, not permissible that. So we can squeeze in one more question, Maulana, inshallah.
What is the best advice you can give to the couples who are getting married today?
Yes, very good advice. First thing, start your nikah on the positive. So you're getting nikah. I announced it now in the masjid when I went for Fajr. Our brother Abdul Hamid is getting married. I said the nikah is tomorrow, there in the Khanka after Zohar. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, A'alinu nikah, announce the nikah. Wajaluhu fil masajid, perform your nikah in the mosque. Hadith in Tirmidhi. Now husband, wife, you will be alone. So what you going to do on your wedding night? You see, when you're in privacy, number one, read Salat. You see, husband in front, wife at the back. Husband will give the Iqamah. Second one, the Hadith in Musannaf Ibn Abi Shayba. Second one, give a gift to your wife, you see. And that you gave a Kruger coin, you gave her jewelry. So give her some rokra, some cash. Oh, honey, take the money, and then I'll give you the money, also the semen afterwards, you see that? So that is called money, and this is money, you see, Mustada Ahmed. Then three, that you sprinkle a little bit water on the forehead so her gasket don't blow, and then she must blow on him so that his fuses don't blow, you see. So Islam wants you must be a cool guy. So the hadith in Musannaf Abdul Razak, and that is, Allahumma inni as'aluka khayraha wa khayra ma fiha wa a'udhu bika min sharriha wa sharri ma fiha. Ya Allah, let us be partners in the good qualities and the bad things save us. And you, husband, wife, whether you're a new couple, newlywed, or old-timers like Mo Salim and myself, whenever husband goes to wife, wife comes to husband, Hadith Bukhari Sharif, always read this dua, Bismillah. Allahumma jannibna shaitan. Ya Allah, put Satan, shaitan, far away from us. And wajannibi shaitan amazaktana. Put Satan, Lucifer, far away from our children. So we end today's program on a warm note. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.